Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Welcome to today's Business Process Management podcast on eBizQ.net. In the March 6 BPM viewpoint on eBizQ, I asked whether Microsoft Office SharePoint Server was floor wax or dessert topping. In retrospect, I realize there are not many readers that remember the Chevy Chase routine from the 1970s Saturday Night Live. But Dan Kelson of Information Architect did, and he responded to my blog shortly thereafter. His response was not just a matter of playing Trivial Pursuit, because Dan, along with Carl Frappallo, are the authors of the SharePoint study that I mentioned when I said, is SharePoint floor wax or dessert topping? The study was put out by AIM International and Information Architected and sponsored by Oracle. In my opinion, the AIM study says there is a lot of ground to make up in enterprises to take maximum advantage of business process management concepts. The survey said that only a small percentage of enterprises were using SharePoint for BPM. But that should not surprise you and did not surprise me, although I saw a lot of blog postings that, like the police chief in the movie Casablanca, seemed shocked, just shocked. A low percentage seems about right to me because BPM as a value proposition is a long journey, and industry, commerce, and government have only just begun that journey. We are nowhere near the point where the business processes of all three are melded together. But why listen to my opinion when we can talk to one of the authors of the study? As I said, my guest for this podcast is Carl Frappallo of Information Architected. Not to give out his age, but Carl is a certified COBOL, Fortran, assembler, and PL1 programmer, which led him to a career in database design. He became a pioneer in RDBMS application development and instruction, and founded and was CEO of Conversion Technologies, one of the first companies to develop automated products to help organizations migrate from third to fourth generation programming languages. Then Carl founded the Delphi Group, where he was fundamental in establishing this firm's market research, consulting, and education practices. After Delphi was acquired by Perot, Carl established the AIM Market Intelligence Group, and the AIM Market IQ series came out of that. And that series is where the survey I wrote about came from. That work is now conducted by his present firm, Information Architected. Carl is also an author and a popular trade show speaker. Carl, let me start with an easy question. I know that AIM, like IBM, wants to just be known by letters these days, but what did AIM originally stand for?
Originally, going back some 40-some-odd years ago, AIM stood for the Association for Information and Image Management, but I should stress that they very much do go by just AIM today.
Just AIM. Just means AIM. Okay. Well, little more substance here in this next question, and I made it clear to you and Dan that I'm a BPM guy, so I was coming at your study from a BPM perspective. But before I dig a little deeper into BPM and SharePoint, maybe I'm not seeing the forest from the trees. What do you think were the most important findings in your study?
The most important findings were two. The first one was that the adoption of SharePoint in organizations is indeed occurring. The great majority of those that we polled did come back and say that they were using SharePoint in the organization. However, kind of the flip side to that was the depth to which SharePoint was being used was relatively shallow. So although proliferating throughout most organizations, we also found that in the great majority of organizations that are using SharePoint, most of them are using it as a way to share files in an organized fashion and not going much beyond that.
I think I recall from the study that the respondents were a mix of IT folks as well as analysts and management and even a category you called other. And what were some of the implications, if any, or was it pretty even across the different roles?
What we found was that there was no difference. It was very even across roles, size of organizations, and vertical industries.
Interesting. Okay, well, let me dig into a little bit of BPM aspects here. And this is basically probably as much your knowledge of SharePoint than anything particular you found in the study. But I'm especially interested in how SharePoint applies as a BPM capability as compared to, say, BizTalk or Windows Workflow Foundation from Microsoft?
Well, the Windows Workflow Foundation is the foundation to the capabilities in SharePoint. for workflow. And what we found was while SharePoint content, the files that are being managed within SharePoint, are integrated into workflow scenarios, the Microsoft workflow tools are not the most popularly used tools for automating processes today. And that led to another survey finding that stated the greatest expense in implementing SharePoint today is in integrating SharePoint into other tools like workflow tools.
Got you. And what about SharePoint working with SQL Server or other aspects of the Microsoft stack? Is it pretty much standalone, or are you seeing a lot of integration of those products?
There is a lot of integration going on, and again, that's the number one cost associated with SharePoint installations.
Gotcha. Well, again, appreciate your time today to bring us up to speed on this survey done for AIM by Information Architected. We've been talking with Kyle Frappallo of Information Architected, and the survey and a couple of other surveys that were done by his firm are referenced on our blog on ebizq.net. Thanks a lot for listening, and thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Dennis.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.